Profits at the hotel industry continue to grow in 2018, but at a slower pace than before. According to the latest hotel survey from accountancy firm Crow, profits grew by 7% during the year, the lowest rate in 7 years, as costs increased and Brexit uncertainty impacted visitor numbers. Aidan Murphy is partner at Crow. He joins me in studio now. Aidan, earlier in the week we had data from Tourism Ireland, which told us that the industry was growing, but the clouds were on the horizon. Is that reflected in what we see from the hotel industry specifically?
Yes, in 2018 we could see growth in terms of turnover for hotels slowing to its lowest level in the last 7 years. What we're hearing from hoteliers in 2019 is that business is softer this year than what it was last year. I guess hoteliers are concerned about three things. One being cost increases in the industry. Two being, I suppose, the VAT hike from 9% to 13.5% on rooms and food. And third, the impact of Brexit.
We'll look at the Brexit one because the deadline is fast approaching, I suppose, in October. Has the industry made any real progress in preparing for that, maybe reducing its reliance on the British market, which is obviously a big part of the pie in terms of where visitors are coming from?
It's probably happened gradually over the last year or two on the basis that sterling has been weakening. However, what we're seeing in the industry is very much a wait-and-see approach, which is concerning. What could happen, if a hard Brexit is that we could see sterling falling by 10%, maybe to parity. That could impact UK and Northern Ireland visitors in terms of to Irish hotels to be down 15%, and therefore we could have 400,000 hotel rooms to replace from other markets.
And the risk there as well is that if sterling weakens further, it makes Britain more attractive to mainland European visitors and North American visitors, which is a big market and a growing market for Ireland at the moment.
I guess over the last 3 to 4 years, the US market and the surge in demand from the US market has filled the gap that's been created from the UK and Northern Ireland market in terms of those markets softening. Going forward, with a weaker sterling, certainly UK will be targeting US visitors. However, I suppose I should say that Tourism Ireland are launching a campaign on TV in the US in the autumn called Fill Your Hearts with Ireland, which is a timely campaign, and hopefully that will generate more interest. What I think was very important here, though, is not only are we getting people interested in visiting Ireland, we must remain, I suppose, value for money and competitive so that they actually book stay in Ireland.
Another one of the issues raised by Tourism Ireland is the imbalance, particularly, say, visitor numbers mainly coming in through Dublin Airport. Is that the case in the hotel industry as well, or is there a better spread of where people are actually staying when they get to Ireland?
Dublin is the gateway, I suppose, for tourists coming into Ireland through Dublin Airport, what we see is that most tourists want to spend at least one or two nights in Dublin, and therefore having, I suppose, rooms available in Dublin and value for money in Dublin hotels is key in terms of attracting visitors to Ireland.
In terms of one of the areas that is doing well, luxury hotels, is there much potential for future growth there?
Yes, indeed. It's a small part of the industry. It's 36 hotels out of 827 hotels in Ireland. What we've seen is very significant investment in these hotels, such as Ashford Castle, and we can see operators such as Ashford Castle looking to expand their footprint in Ireland with projects such as a hotel at Hatch Hall here in Dublin, which would be a feeder into their hotel in Mayo.
Aidan Murphy, partner at Crow, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. For now, though, it is back to you, Brian.